Good morning, guys. I hope you guys are once again having a good weekend. Here's our little preview of the week to come. Workout-wise, on Monday, we've got some heavy gymnastic stuff, so it looks like we're going to be seeing ring muscle ups along with kettlebell swings. I would leave folks on when we leave this one and we take our athletes through it. This will not be any surprise to you guys, but most of our athletes are not doing ring muscle ups. So I wouldn't, even if Dwight gives us some time in our hour here set aside to work on those, I would spend that time emphasize working on ring rows, ring dips. I think most athletes are going to be at the level one for this, which is ring rows and toenail spot ring dips instead of ring muscle ups. And then just let, gauge it by your class. Like, we know our athletes pretty well. If you see some, or if you know there might be some interest, just say, hey, if you guys are interested in kind of like the upper level of ring muscle ups, come talk to me and let me know. You guys can totally play it by ear, but for me, it usually seems like when I go through the different ring muscle up things, most people would just kind of like stand around or end up doing ring rows and ring dips anyways. Moving on to Tuesday, we're gonna have a, oh yeah, Tuesday's nice. We got some squat clean thrusters for our weightlifting portion. That should be pretty fun for the athletes. Just really focus on keeping a nice tight core. And then we got a couplet of bar facing burpees and thrusters. Pretty high rep scheme, so I would think we're going to want to keep a relatively light barbell on this one, especially with the clusters starting off during that weightlifting portion. Brings us into Wednesday, where we are going to be doing some running and touch and go power snatches. So probably focus quite a bit here on those touch and go power snatches, and just making sure athletes are doing a decent job staying light. If we're going 10 touch and go, that's a pretty heavy cycling load, especially for, or that's a lot of volume for cycling the power snatch for what we've been doing lately in class. I think usually we're a little bit heavier weight-wise and not as high in reps. So really just making sure they are keeping that core engaged, they're bringing that barbell straight down, and they're staying light enough that they're doing everything okay. This would be a good day for any of our newer athletes or athletes that struggle with the snatch, which is, I think, the hardest lift for people in our gym. Maybe stay from that hang or the high hang position today. Thursday is another 40-minute EMOM. Again, I think this is a great opportunity to have the athletes go zone two, take it a little bit easier. And we're finishing up the week on, I guess, the work week on Friday with some wall walks, double dumbbell squats, and double unders. And then you can let athletes know. I don't think all of them look at the calendar, but I know a handful of them like partner workouts. There will be a partner workout this Saturday. Outside of that, guys, I would just say, as we get close to Christmas time, just kind of reiterate to the athletes how important it is to just keep their healthy habits going. They don't have to worry about getting great workouts in. Just get into the gym. That's the most important thing. I'll be doing my quick cast tomorrow talking about limbic friction. Basically, we're just going to go over doing hard things is not just good for your body, it's good for your brain. So you guys, we can kind of talk about that or sneak that in bits and pieces of the classes, right? But we're not just training our bodies, we're training our habits and our brains, and we're making the rest of life outside of the gym actually a little bit easier. You guys do an awesome job. Thank you so much for being a part of CFF. I hope you have a great week. Bye.